Colorado?
Colorado.
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 Yeah, Tony. We had, I think, 10 people that we invited to this camping trip.
Was it that many?
Yeah, it was the boys, Anna, Mags, and Tony.
But they were out alone. They were never
in. They were never in. But for purposes of my stories, they also bailed. So, I went, I failed that test on Friday.
Oh.
And when I got back to my car, Anna messaged me and she's like,
"So did you know immediately that you failed it?"
Yeah. Or? Oh no, it tells you immediately. Yeah. Oh, it was rough. Tell me.
It was rough.
You failed.
Yeah, I fucking failed.
You fucked up.
I fucked up.
Fatality.
Yeah, it was bad.
Toasty.
So I got back to my car. And they make you take your phone out of your pocket and all that shit. So like I turned it back on, and then the message from Anna popped up, and she's like, "I pulled something in my back. I have to stay home. I just can't get off. I can't get off the couch."
Oh.
Fuck it.
Panda, walk it off.
Kelly, you want to go to Colorado? Fuck it, let's do it.
That's not even how it happened, because he texted me, he's like, "Anna's out, let's just cancel the camping trip." And we're like, "Yeah, let's go grab dinner or something." And then like an hour later, "Hey, we were already going to be gone all weekend, let's just drive to Colorado." Fuck yeah.
All right, fucking do it.
I also, on this trip, made the best joke that has been made on any road trip, and I've hardly heard about it since, but it was the best joke. By hardly, he's mentioned it many times, but I feel like it is inadequate.
It needs to be mentioned even more. I mention it a lot. I feel like Joaquini is never going to leave far. Yeah.
I was driving. We're driving through Kansas? Must have been Kansas. Mm-hmm. And there's a sign that says Joaquini, however many miles ahead. And it's capital W-A, capital K-E-E-N-E-Y. Mm-hmm. So I go, "You think there's just a Keeney running around somewhere?" Joaquini. Joaquini.
That's solid.
The best part was watching it set in.
Yeah.
For David.
He had to think about it. He's imagining Keeney out there.
And there's Joaquini.
On the way back, this fog descended on the middle of fucking Kansas, and then it got, like, gradually thicker.
It was, like, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
When the fog set in at first. And I'd fallen asleep, and I woke up, and there's just this thickest fog, and I got scared. I literally, jumped. He's like, "Are you okay?" I was just like, I don't know. I was asleep. I woke up, and then I was scared.
The world shrank down to 80-mile-an-hour 20-foot bubble.
It was very scary. And then when we woke up, it was still there.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
Yeah, that kind of really close fog is weird to drive through.
Mm-hmm. And it was, like, right around, there's a military base there, so, like, in the middle of Kansas, so, like, it's not super close, but they've got, like, these gigantic lights almost at every exit, which made it impossible to see at those exits.
Yeah.
So we just pulled off on a silent hill and slept there.
The last time I drove through heavy fog was after one of Holden's show choir performances. And it was like through, like, I took the southern route from Champaign-Urbana. So I was not on the major highways. So I was like on 57. Two-lane highway. Like, can't see shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, I'm really glad there aren't cars coming my way right now.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to see a goddamn thing until they were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It was actually, like, rife with nature. Like, because we went to Colorado and, you know, the mountains.
Right.
Right? So on the way back, we're going east on 70. And, like, to the north in Nebraska, there's this thunderstorm.
Mm.
And it's, like, dusty as shit up there, so it's, like, a red thunderstorm.
Oh, wow.
So we're, like, driving parallel to it, and you can just see the thunderstorm happening. But then over where we are, there are no clouds. And it's the middle of fucking Kansas, so there's nothing.
So, yeah.
So, like, we stop to look at the sky. And it's like, it's fucking universe. And we were watching the storms. This combination of all of nature. And now there's a blizzard in Colorado, so.
Yeah. Bomb cyclones are potential. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So much for global warming.
Right?
Drill, baby, drill. So that was our weekend. It was a lot of driving, Tony.
That sounds like a lot of driving.
How have you? I feel like I haven't seen you in like a fuck ton of time.
It's been a few weeks.
One metric fuck ton of time.
Yeah, it's been... I don't remember the last time.
Was it maybe 8 years ago.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. The other Captain Marvel? The one that is legally allowed to be called Captain Marvel?
What's the other one?
What are we talking?
Shazam.
Well, you can't take this from me.
He was actually the first Captain Marvel.
You can't and you won't.
Keeps trying, though.
We saw that on Sunday.
I want to see it, but I have stacked every night of my life with things to do.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He had some fucking nightmare.
That's exhausting. We're driving back from Colorado. I'm like, what are we doing next week?
Which state are we going to drive to next weekend?
I do need to get a new state.
Do you have Wisconsin?
Yeah, I've got Wisconsin. Okay. Green Bay's in Wisconsin.
Oh, duh. No, I was just saying because that's where House on the Rock is.
Oh, yeah.
What is...
Oh!
What is happening here?
This is for birthday.
Oh,
since
shit.
I don't think we've seen you since your birthday.
We have not.
No, you are right.
I hope that thump got on Mike.
I'm sure it did. Ooh, wow. That's cool.
Hands free, Tony.
Yeah.
I think those are like care instructions and
don't eat it.
Well, shit. How was that plan? Pewter. It's just talking about pewter.
Just talking about pewter.
Just talking about pewter.
I got a dozen of these notes to talk about pewter.
I think they said to rinse it out first before you put anything in it.
Probably a good idea. Wow. That's really cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday. Oh, it's a flask.
It's a pewter flask with a green stone. If I think about it, which I'll post a picture of it with. If I take a picture of it now, I might even remember.
Mm. We got that art show we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my birthday was spent watching... my birthday weekend was spent watching Hunchback. 3 times.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was a really good show. Those kids put on a hell of a performance. And the stage was just incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
Was it aflame with young actors?
It was. And 5 of them that were in that show are going to be in Les Mis. Lake trip weekend.
Oh.
So Holden is not going to the lake trip because he's one of the 5.
Congrats, Holden.
Just the final 5.
He is the understudy to play Javert.
I've never seen this. I don't know what that means.
So in the story is there is a person who's a criminal and he's being chased by a cop.
Yeah.
The cop is Javert.
Oh.
It's a major role. It's the role Holden really wanted. He did not get the role, but he's the understudy.
So he's going to kill the person.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Well, we should definitely leave this in so there's
sure
conspiracy evidence.
Right. Well, see, if we talk about it, it's recorded, they'd be like, they would have been smart enough to delete that. See, I'll delete this part of the conversation. But...
Any resemblance to real events
yeah.
is purely coincidental.
And Holden actually has an understudy, too, which is kind of cool. And his understudy is a kid who's a senior right now.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. That was most of my weekend. Yeah.
He's also got this poster on the wall that a bunch of people signed, and I cannot stop reading this poster. I just can't.
Yeah, so he went on this thing called Hope Retreat. It's not religious, which we weren't sure about at first.
Oh, you're not sure? We weren't sure, yeah.
Oh, boy. It's like, all right, whatever. But apparently they did a lot of sharing.
Ew.
Yeah, emotional sharing.
I went on a religious
retreat.
I went on a religious retreat my senior year.
You could have used a little emotional sharing as a 16-year-old boy.
I went on a religious retreat my senior year because I lost a bet to somebody. And it was horrendous.
He just said it wasn't a religious retreat.
I know, but that's how it was bad. They're like, they dance in the church things.
Was it gay conversion?
It wasn't. I did meet this chick there that I thought I was going to marry, and she turned into a nun. It's really depressing.
Yeah, she met you.
You met someone at a religious retreat?
Yeah. She was really awesome. And she went to the cloistered nunnery and met her husband.
Oh.
Jesus?
Yes.
He is not Jesus.
Jesus?
He does have a very carpenter look to him, though. Like
you, Doug?
Yeah. Like, if you told me, oh, yeah, he does a lot of woodworking, I'd believe it. I don't think he does, but...
All right. I want to talk about this movie. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Kayla.
This is David. But what are we talking about next week, Tony?
I don't know.
I know.
Let's talk about the movie. Let's talk about... I can't remember the whole name of the movie. It's something Beale Street. It's on Hulu right now. It was nominated for some Oscars this year.
Oh.
It was made... It's made by the same person who made Moonlight.
Yeah. What was that? All I can think of is Blues on Beale Street,
if
which is a
Beale
place.
Street could talk.
If Beale Street could talk, it's current and it's currently on Hulu.
Hulu.
Okay. If Beale Street
could talk. Yeah, let's do that one because I wanted to see that, and it's on Hulu, which are good enough reasons right now.
Okay, let's begin.
Kayla, what did you think of Us?
I feel kind of bad to say that I don't have, like, a good impression or even a lot of memories of watching it. Like, I thought it was decent. I didn't think it was as compelling or hard-hitting for me as Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
But what is her name? Lupita
mm-hmm.
is a national treasure.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of really good parts to it, but the story didn't, like, I didn't fully get it, maybe. But it was good.
I liked it better than Get Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Tony, what'd you think?
I liked Get Out better than this one, but I thought the meta commentary that this provided was a lot more interesting.
See, I didn't get any of it. I didn't get any meta commentary.
Okay. I didn't get it at first. It was digesting it like the next day. That
I will admit that I've thought nothing about it.
Should we go through the plot as if you never saw the movie before?
Yeah, explain the movie to me as if I'm someone who's never seen the movie before.
The most important thing to realize is that it's M'Baku.
Yes.
I didn't even realize that until you posted something about
it. I thought
that's
it
pretty
was,
wild.
But I'm watching it going, I think that's him, but I'm not really sure.
It's fucking him.
Which is just even more impressive.
It is. That guy is very talented.
Yeah.
It was really amazing to see all of them playing two characters.
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
Yeah.
You want some meta commentary?
Please.
There it is. The code switching. That's
code
no
switching.
Joke.
Yeah.
Them playing the other characters.
How's that code switching?
It's a metaphor for them. They're code switching.
There's a lot of metaphors in this.
I don't understand how that's a metaphor for code switching.
That in one context they have to be one thing, in the other context they're a completely separate thing.
But they are both two separate things. It's never them actually code switching.
I mean, I get that they're not actually code switching, but like that's the...
Except that she did.
Well,
Spoiler.
Except that
the big spoiler is that, yes, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the actors themselves are code switching.
I don't feel like that was a metaphor for code switching. I didn't get that at all.
That's not what I really got out of it. What I got out of it...
Code switching is, like, a legitimate and valid, like, I don't want to say phenomena, but thing.
What I got out of it more was the idea that there is a community, a separate community that is largely ignored by people who are privileged and in the light, and they live underground, and we don't talk about them because if we ignore them, they don't exist, even though we should theoretically be able to find them and see them for what they are, but we don't. We ignore them.
And we are basically running their lives.
And all they really want is just to be...
murder us.
That's the point they get to. But I think that
I think that's the warning, is that
if we don't treat people like people, then they're gonna take their place in mm-hmm. the light any way they can. I think that's more the message that I took from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a more compelling point to me than code switching.
You get out of here.
I don't understand what is there to comment on code switching. Like to say that code switching exists, yes, it does, but there's like no commentary. And then Rosebud is the sled.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about spoiling it for
allegedly.
You were warned.
Allegedly.
What are you looking for?
My new style.
See, you could definitely have
the one that's back here.
You were saying.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
I think there could be commentary about code switching because of the turn she takes, but I don't think that's looking for it, but that's not code switching.
No. Like what code switching is like something like really interesting and would be like a good topic of commentary or conversation for a movie or for
I think you might get more of something closer to that out of Get Out than you would have from us.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I think that is more a direct correlation to that.
I was trying to pay attention. So they, all of their, what do you want to call them?
Doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Shadow people.
Tethereds.
The Tethereds.
The Tethereds, that's good.
Yeah. Which is using their commentary, that using their terminology from the movie.
What was I saying? Oh, they were all different. Like, they all had different quirks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to pay attention to that and see if I could pull, like, some sort of commentary from that. Like, the little kid, the little boy, his doppelganger, or tethered, had a thing for fire
mm-hmm.
and mimicry. The little girl's was running, but they had already established that her thing was also running.
Yeah.
Lupita's was... Dancing.
Well,
I guess they are all, like, direct reflections, but I guess that's not even where I was going. Like, Lupita, like, she couldn't talk. I guess none of them could talk.
But she did.
But she had learned, well, she would have already known how to talk.
Yeah.
That's why she couldn't talk when she came back.
She mm-hmm. had to learn to talk when she came back.
Yeah. And that's why she was struggling to talk, because she hadn't talked in so long.
Right.
So I guess that's why the other ones didn't talk. But they were just making noises. Why didn't the tethered, who is, spoiler, actually not the tethered,
mm-hmm.
of Lupita, why didn't she remember that
she
had a family up, like that she's not from there?
I think she remembered.
But she never tried to get out, and when she was telling the story, she told it as if, like, she didn't allude to the fact that she knew she wasn't of that place.
I think she didn't just for dramatic purpose, but I'm pretty sure she knew, because that's the entire reason that she organized the tether to take the to kill the people upstairs.
But during her big reveal, she doesn't make mention of that. They don't. There isn't really a clue. Well, there are clues if you look back, but until the big reveal, like, there's no concrete proof that
right. There's no concrete proof, and they actually. There was a point when I was like, oh, she never came back. Like I got to that point earlier than they did the reveal.
Oh, yeah?
And then more stuff happened, and it's like, oh, no, that the clues I was seeing are red herrings. That's not what it is.
Right.
Like I talked myself out of
Well, because the movie does that. It's
the movie kind did a really good job of playing with that expectation. Mm-hmm. Because we don't actually see them meet, and then the next thing we see is her out.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you go back to this place ever if you knew that you had escaped and that this dark secret was under the city? She doesn't want to go to the beach, but her family has vacationed there before. Like, this is their vacation house. But she's like, I don't want to go to the beach.
The beach, there's an illusion that they have to drive to get to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not right there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So, like, the beach house and driving to the vacation home and driving to the beach seem like separate places.
Mm-hmm. But not terribly separate.
Because
the other family is on the same lake. And, like, it does seem like a bit of a drive, but it also didn't, you know, it would have made, like, I can't imagine they had been there before and never gone to the beach.
Yeah.
But if I was a shadow person and I had escaped, I wouldn't vacation anywhere close to
where I had escaped from.
Yeah.
This is a commentary on nature versus nurture.
Yes, it is.
Fuck out.
Which we were talking about on the Colorado trip.
Yes, it is.
Which is fascinating.
My dad told me today that he believes the boy was also tethered.
I wondered about that because he didn't talk.
He had forgotten like how to do all the stuff that he'd already known how to do.
Uh-huh.
And then he also said that they made mention of there being a fire like the year before or whatever.
Yeah.
So like Lupita had gone in and swapped out the kids, but that didn't feel right to me.
I think it's a stretch. But I think the more interesting take on the boy and his tethered are not so what we were presented with in the movie when the trap was laid at the end.
Yeah.
So we laid the trap. Mom got out of the car. There was the line of gas, and he pulls out the match.
Yeah.
Then he starts walking backwards, and we see the boy walking backwards. It appears that the boy has figured out that if he starts walking backwards, he'll send his tethered into the fire. But the tethered mom was laying in wait. So the tethered boy sacrificed himself so that the other boy could get captured. And that's something I didn't think about right away. But man, that makes that whole scene completely different.
The whole tethered making the other person move thing is very awkward and produces many logistical problems.
It does. It does.
Like movie breaking problems.
It does, but I kind of wonder if the metaphor there is that when they're holding the scissors, they're
cutting the strings,
so they're no longer tethered. Because when they're holding the scissors, they aren't mimicking the actions.
Mm.
And at that point, the boy doesn't have the scissors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So their actions are mimicked.
I didn't catch that at all.
Like a whole new movie.
Yeah, where was I?
That fucking long ass boat scene with M'Baku. And shit, every time that guy was on the fucking screen, man, he was so good.
Yeah.
And this is why I think Jordan Peele is one of the fucking best horror directors out there right now. There's exactly one jump scare in this entire movie.
I'm trying to think of what it was.
Just one.
I can't even think of what it was.
When she goes into the forest to find the daughter, the tethered daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And she finds her cut in half by the tree.
Which, that bugged me.
Why?
That bugged me that she got out of the car and went looking. Like, you're in the car, just fucking drive away.
Yeah, but she was the tethered mom.
But we didn't
know. But that's not her kid.
I know it's not her kid. I know. But still, like, she escaped the tetheredness. It doesn't mean that she doesn't have sympathy for the tetheredness.
Right.
True. Like, she knows what she escaped, right?
I didn't get that she went into the forest for empathy. To me, it felt like I'm finishing something.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why she got out of the car that time or the second time when the kid was, when there was a car on fire. To me, that's a moment that you put your ass in reverse and you find another. That's an obvious trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like at the.
Or you just do what you did to the last kid and just speed up.
Well, behind him was a burning car.
Yeah, but if you hit him hard enough, he's going to go flying into the burning car. Yeah, I mean, this is horror movie rules at this point.
Yeah, that kid moved creepily.
You already ran one kid over.
Oh, that kid did move creepy.
He skittered.
Yes.
I hated that.
I hated that.
The spider references were really weird, especially around him.
Mm-hmm. Skittering is not a thing humans should do.
I didn't like it at all.
But so much of this movie was just fucking unsettling.
Yeah.
Like them just standing in the driveway.
Oh my god, that was probably the most tense part for me. Like,
and M'Baku just keeps going out there and shouting at them.
Yeah. Between that and when the boy is locked in the closet with his doppelganger and and he lifts the mask and it was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That scene right there was really tense for me.
That scene was really fucking tense. That's why it was tense for you. Yeah. And kudos to those fucking kids, man.
The kids were great.
Like they pulled off creepy as shit very well.
Oh, their acting was phenomenal.
Great. And they were pulling double duty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one other thing that I picked up on, but then I saw something that kind of referenced it. When they go to the house and see Elizabeth Moss and her family, when they start murdering people, they murder people with artifacts of being rich. Everything they murder someone with, the boat, the geode, the golf club.
The
white family. They murder them all with objects.
What do you mean the white associated. Family?
Their friends.
Their friends, the white family.
Who's doing the murdering is what I'm asking.
They're tethers.
Okay.
Murder them.
Murder the white family.
No.
When Lupita's family came in and murdered the
Yeah, white they tethers, murder people
they,
with...
They murder the white tethered people.
Yes. I was going to say, because the little boy is the one who kills somebody with the geode. The girl kills him with the golf club. Yeah. And the dad kills his doppelganger with the boat.
And what does mom kill? She's got something also with a stick. The
poker?
She's using the poker.
It was a fire poker.
The fireplace poker, yeah. That one, not so much.
No, I mean, having a fireplace is... Yeah. And having a fireplace and a fire poker, those are pretty rich.
Artifacts of people who are doing well enough for themselves.
Right.
About being able to afford to play golf, which is fucking expensive as hell.
Geode, which is like...
Geode, which is... Why would you just own a rock?
A giant. Something like that is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I liked when that family was standing there and they just got murdered in their own house. Their doppelgangers just walked in. There was no fucking around. That man's doppelganger was creepy.
Yeah.
He's like... He's kind of got his, like, weird...
mannerisms.
Yeah.
They're just off.
Yeah.
A bit.
I knew the flare gun was going to come into it. Mm-hmm. Like, when he got to the boat, I'm like, oh, he's going to flare gun that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, because they dropped the hint earlier. He's like, oh, do you have a flare gun? Oh, no, I need to get one. It's like, oh, that means that dude's got a flare gun on his boat.
Some flare action soon.
Yeah, Chekhov's flare gun was in effect.
And then,
I fucking love that guy. Every time that guy was on the fucking screen, man.
Yeah.
I tried to pay more attention to at the very beginning, they show the TV screen talking about Hands Across America, which I remember.
I don't.
That was a thing. You wouldn't remember it. You would have had to have heard about it after the fact.
Oh. What was it?
Literally, it was a marketing/charity thing where they tried to get literally people to hold hands all the way across America. Across the entire United States. They wanted a line from coast to coast of people holding hands.
How'd that work out?
It didn't.
It mostly did. But it didn't. The event worked out. Making any money did not work out.
So they held hands from coast to coast?
There's no fucking way. Not even close.
They mostly did from memory.
Oh, if only
that was the marketing.
Country is very long.
It is very long.
It's about 3,000 miles wide.
So
hands across America.
There's no way they got even close. But we'll look it up, Tony, just for you.
That's fine.
but there were videotapes on either side of the TV.
Yeah.
So I was trying really hard to pay attention to the videotapes.
Well, one of them was the Goonies.
I saw Goonies. I saw Nightmare on Elm Street. I saw Chud.
I was, I think, well, the other one was in Captain Marvel.
Oh, The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
And Chud. And Chud was the one that's like, oh, like after the fact, that was definitely a hint.
Yeah.
Because Chud's an acronym for Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers, which was played regularly on like HBO back in the day.
Enough people participated that if an average of all the participants had been taken and spread evenly along the route, standing 4 feet, 1.2 meters apart, an unbroken chain across the 48 contiguous states would have been able to be formed. Just as there was blah, 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 blah. The path linked major cities and meandered back and forth within the cities, just as there were sections where the line was 6 to 10 people deep. There were also undoubtedly many breaks in the chain. Yeah. So they had it.
They had it. And like, it did not. There were people like that, like it was going through St. Louis and Chicago. And, you know, it's like, why would you take that route?
Yeah.
It was a big marketing thing.
Senator Edward Kennedy and Rep. Edward Markey led an official protest over every New England state being excluded from Hands Across America, in spite of the fact New England was the most densely populated part of America.
Yeah, fuck New England, though.
Apparently. But yeah, that's a dumb route to take.
Yeah.
Especially if you really look at this, it's like New York City, down to D.C., up to Cleveland, down to...
What's up? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, Columbus, Indianapolis. Chicago. It doesn't go to Chicago. It's Chabance, Illinois. Champaign, Springfield, St. Louis, Memphis, Little Rock, and then it goes over to Santa Monica.
Hmm.
It's dumb. A dumb route.
It is a dumb route.
It's a dumb route.
And apparently it didn't make any money either. Like it didn't... Somebody made money.
Someone always makes money.
But
it says Hands Across America raised $34 million. Only about $15 million was distributed after deducting operating costs.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's half profit for a charity.
Yeah, no, they also provided nothing.
Oh.
T-shirts. They sold T-shirts.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of that operating cost was probably advertising and...
I didn't understand... I don't understand how that ties into this movie.
Because that's
what... The timing...
No, it's because Lupita sees it on the TV. So she's watching the TV right before they go to the beach.
She's also wearing a shirt. She's also wearing the T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a Thriller T-shirt.
No, that's later. She's
she wins the, she wins the Thriller T-shirt.
And then he puts it on over that. And he puts it on
over it.
So
it's one of her last memories. Mm-hmm. Or like, not last memories, but like it's a major event happening before she's taken
under. Yeah, so the commercial is like, we're all going to hold hands so we can feed people. Okay, so now... Just keep that in the back of your mind as we spin forward here. When tethered Lupita, her dad wins her the shirt, the Thriller shirt. Puts it on over the shirt she's got. Tethered Lupita girl knocks her out, takes her down to the tethered place, steals her Michael Jackson shirt. Then she goes back upstairs.
But she doesn't steal her...
Habitat. Your
Hands Across America.
I keep trying to do Habitat for Humanity. 20 fucking ages. All right? When adult Lupita shows back up, that big long spiel she gives regular Lupita is like all they've done is sit in the shadows and watch these people eat like normal food, and they've subsisted on whatever the fuck the rabbit situation was.
Rabbits.
So the underground bunker was a site for genetic testing. So they were originally tested on rabbits, and then they moved to humans. So there was just a fuck ton of rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. She gives that spiel about how they've always just, they're just hungry for whatever, right? But the last memory that she has is this, we're all going to hold hands to feed everyone deal. So that's what she organizes the tethers to do. They come back up, they kill the people in the light.
So they have to kill them, right? They have to. No, they have to. Because they can't be free.
To be free. They kill their
well, they kill the tethers.
Their doppelganger to be free. And then they can...
Then they all get the line.
They can all do their hands.
Because unless they kill their light person, they can't move freely.
Right.
If they're not holding the scissors.
That all seems, The whole tethered thing to me just added on.
I'd suspended my disbelief.
by the point we were, what fucked me up was, all right, okay, I can see where the black family came from because...
Jesus, Tony.
Well, no, because she like went down there and met her double. Because we had no, like, when we met the first tethered, we had no idea where they came from. All we knew is that they looked exactly like them. Well, then we have this whole sequence where, you know, we knew that she had something happen to her at the mirror, yeah. The fun house. So it was like, all right, something magical happened. Like, trying to piece it together through the course of the story. Something supernatural happened, and she met a double, and that somehow mirrored her existence. Mm. And now this is coming back to her. Which I was okay with, until all of a sudden, their friends are also doppelgangered. And I'm like, the fuck is going on here? Because now all of a sudden, this doesn't make any sense. And then the longer it went, it was like, oh, this actually does make a lot more sense. Yeah. I thought it was creative how they gave us just enough to let us suspend our disbelief. Because if you just introduce that as a concept, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
There's a lot of logistics in the movie that don't make any sense.
But
like travel.
But watching the movie, I didn't have a problem with it.
Me neither. But they also, as you pointed out, have to drive a while to get where they're going. So like, did they just traverse these underground passages to get to the fucking beach house, like on foot? Or are they just like, because they're tethered, just flying through the hall, like driving through the halls, just like
they said it's basically just underground sewers. It's all the underground.
Well, I know,
but passageways, miles that and are miles all of over the United States, yeah, which is why they're everywhere.
But let's just say you're driving a car 80 miles an hour, and you're only driving an hour away.
That's, I mean, they show. They actually miles. Show because they show everybody underground and their mirrors above ground or like on a roller coaster or something or on a ride, and they're just mimicking the best they can, even if they're like running into a wall or something, just the best they can, the movements, not necessarily the distance. That isn't the problem. They're just mimicking their physical stature.
Yeah, I know.
And like, logistically, those people would have all come from somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying.
But they wouldn't be that's a weird thing especially when you consider something that's a like a vacation, like a resort, or what am I saying? Like a destination.
Yeah, because those white people wouldn't be there. Like, presumably they don't live there. That's just a vacation home they've got. So, like, their actual home is in some fucking city somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is where you would expect to see their tethered people.
Yeah.
Which is where they... Yeah, you have to suspend your disbelief that they had a way to travel from place to place.
I think they hand-waved that away in the very beginning, saying, hey, there are tunnels, like, all over the United States, and nobody knows what they're used for, et cetera, et cetera. Believe me.
I mean, realistically, they also have the problem of how do they get power, like, without anyone noticing that they're...
I thought it was just a government installation. Like, I thought it was just an experiment the government was actively running.
No, not actively.
But all over the country?
No, they weren't... It wasn't actively being run anymore. That was the thing.
Right. And I think that's more the commentary of, we don't pay attention to them, so...
The rabbits had to come from somewhere.
They did. I mean, it was all originally a government installation, but I don't remember why they said it wasn't anymore. Like, if they killed the people running it, or us. I would assume that if that was the case, the government would have done something about it, but I don't remember why.
I'm just saying that they keep producing the bunnies. They keep cloning bunnies.
They don't have to keep cloning bunnies.
Once they've cloned bunnies,
you only need two bunnies.
There's a lot of people down there.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the point.
Bunnies fuck a lot.
I haven't seen enough bunny bones. The logistics, you can't look. You gotta squint real hard at the logistics to make them all work. Real hard. Like, make a little bunny face.
Yeah, you know what? All those people have poop also. Where's that going?
They don't.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
What is the symbolism behind the rabbits in the... in the movie, because there's a lot of rabbit imagery.
The rabbits were one of the first things cloned.
Oh.
That was a sheep.
You're a sheep. They would have started with something way smaller than a sheep.
They started with one stuff, probably.
Probably. That's how you can be sure it was cloning and not just sex.
Boning?
Yeah.
It was cloning and not boning. I don't know what the rabbit imagery was. Like, I've never seen rabbits used as a symbol of anything even tangentially related to this movie.
Right. I've seen it, like, it's innocence. Fertility. You might be able to say it's innocence, like innocence lost. I don't know. I didn't understand the symbolism for it. Let me see if I can find something.
What do the bunnies mean? To me, they symbolized hope.
Rabbit meaning the symbolism. Oh, god damn it. It looked like a perfect article, and I can't get to it.
It was a dick.
Oh, no, here we go. We break down the recurring symbol of those cute and terrifying furry animals.
Terrifying?
Yeah, I don't...
Bunny.
I'm not terrified of them.
Be bunnies.
I don't get terrifying.
The closest Peele has gotten to explaining the meaning of the rabbits is to point out how they fit within the film's greater theme.
They're just eating.
Jesus. They're an Are animal of duality.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Have we not been recording?
We're recording. Oh, no, this is fine. Never mind.
It's fine.
I saw this. This one was turned way down, but it's fine. Actually,
is that me, Tony?
No, it's the fourth port that is not being used.
The fourth port.
Wow.
Oh.
Kayla's was actually turned up a little higher than it needed to be, but I can fix
They're an animal of duality. They're adorable, but they terrify me at the same time.
Look at this fucking guy.
They got those scissor-like ears that creep me out.
Oh, scissor ears.
Scissors.
Oh.
He's
scissor-like ears.
But also, he's legitimately creeped out by rabbits. Rabbits, they have the brain. They have the brain like a sociopath. Jordan Peele.
What?
Rabbits, they're supposed to be cute. On paper, they're adorable, lovable rabbits. Have you ever gotten close to a rabbit? You can tell in their eyes that they're a sociopath. If you put a rabbit brain in a human body, you have Michael Myers. They have no empathy.
This is why Anna needed to be here for confirmation on this psychology of the rabbits.
Clovis awful. Does have a...
So it's duality?
Oh my god, Jordan Peele is married to Chelsea Peretti?
Oh yeah.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, Tony, that's why I said it in that tone and why Kayla made that noise.
That makes me so happy.
That makes me happy too.
They've been in commercials together as
what
a
does that
couple.
Mean?
Tony, I've been on a podcast with both of you before. It doesn't mean we're fucking married.
Says it you. Does. Oh, we've been podcasting for a long time.
Yeah,
brother.
What is that called?
Oh no.
What's it called when you live
common
with
law?
Common law.
Common law. Oh shit.
When Chelsea was pregnant, it was with Jordan Peele's baby.
Yep.
There was this fucking story, and I can't find it now. Naturally,
I was watching. So I kept looking for stuff in the background, and I meant to do a little bit of digger deeping on the. Deeper digging on the internet.
Digger deeping.
To understand the symbolism behind the outfits that the tethered were wearing. Because they were very deliberately wearing a red jumpsuit, a fingerless leather glove on one hand.
Michael Jackson.
That's what I was wondering. But it was weird because it didn't try to mimic his outfit, but also kind of did, because he wore the red leather jacket in Thriller, and he had one glove, but that's not what the glove looked like.
Yeah.
And the scissors. So I was trying to figure out if it was some reference to one of the other movies, maybe an outfit that somebody wore in one of the movies. But the more I think about it now, it might just be the fact that she was so young and misremembered what Michael Jackson was wearing.
Yeah. And
like,
also,
now that I think
how
about
easy,
it,
even if she had remembered perfectly, how easy would it have been to completely mimic that?
Right.
But yeah, I think that's a good, like, it's another distorted memory that she has.
Yeah.
That she's kind of clinging to, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, what I liked about this movie is, I'm not crazy about horror movies, but this gave me enough other stuff to occupy my brain while the horror movie crap was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about the chasing in the woods, and it's just like, I know how this is all going to resolve. This isn't where the heroes are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I was honestly a little bit surprised that the whole family lived.
I liked that though.
I liked it too. I was surprised by it, especially the way they just fucking murdered their friends. Like, just it was
not
seconds
their they didn't murder their friends, they murdered their friends.
Not that, no, I'm sorry, the way the movie
Oh
off
yeah,
their friends.
Yeah. Just like without hesitation, just like done. They're gone
very quickly.
I wonder why Lupita's doppelganger decided to like toy with them.
She was pissed, personally pissed. Like, it didn't feel like the other tethers had a, I don't want to say personal stake in it, other than, you know, like their freedom. But like for her, it was a revenge thing. Like, you literally stole my life and made me here, like stay down here.
Yeah,
you took the life. You took my life.
Like the other... I was the one person who knew what I was missing out on. Mm-hmm. No one else knew what they were missing out on, so they were perfectly content to stay down there. Mm-hmm. This is your comeuppance.
Yeah. I'm looking for this fucking story I read about Jordan Peele, where like he was on Mad TV and then he wanted to do something and they told him no, or he got fired or some shit like that. And so like he just locked himself in a room all weekend and smoked a shit ton of weed and he's like, I need to become a movie producer. And then he fucking did.
God, yeah, he did.
I can't fucking find this thing though.
I love him very much. Isn't he the one that sat in on a college course where they were analyzing Get Out?
Really? I hadn't heard that.
I gotta pull that up just to make sure. No, like, he sat in on a class.
Jordan Peele credits Get Out script to smoking weed.
Yeah, Jordan Peele crashed a Get Out college course.
That's funny. What I think's really interesting is that it looked like Keegan-Michael Key was going to be like the big of the two of them after leaving Key, after Key and Peele
ended.
The TV show just kind of ended. Keegan-Michael Key's like, you see him everywhere doing all these different TV shows and appearances. It's like, oh, he's going to be the breakout of these two. I don't have that same feeling. I feel like Jordan Peele is the one who's really
more successful. Have you seen the way that they interact though?
Yeah, it's oh really my sweet.
God,
it's,
really?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Like
after he won for
Peele, got what did he get for Get Out?
Best director, best writing,
something big. It was something big.
It was, I think it was original screenplay. I think
it was something.
But at the award ceremony or whatever, I think if I remember correctly, they were both there,
mm-hmm.
and they like hugged or something. But it was just such like a genuine like pride and.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like the picture of them, let me find it for you, but like the picture is like really intimate, like they're really close, like just like physically close in a way you don't see a lot of people, like celebrity people in public be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, their relationship is goals as fuck. Today we snuck Jordan Peele into the back row while I was screening a scene from Get Out in my black horror class. Then he raised his hand. So I guess the question she... the teacher asked was, well, let me see if I can find it. What do you think the director was trying to say about the coveting of black bodies? Jordan Peele raises his hand. You in the back. How amazing.
That's fantastic. That's really cool.
Look at this picture. Man, I cannot find anything on the fucking internet.
You're on the tethered internet.
I see it, but it's a shitty version of the picture.
Tethered internet for you.
Like fucking just like the way
I have seen that picture. Yeah,
yeah, just like the closeness of them in the picture is just it's a weird thing you do not see.
But it's also like there's this picture, which is another picture of Keegan and Michael Key like watching him.
Yeah, he's just so ecstatic. Honestly, yeah,
do you
happy.
See like his face, like it's just so genuine. Yeah. And
yeah, he's just honestly so happy there. Yeah, the picture that you just showed looked like, out of context, it looked like they were about to start making out.
I don't even get that picture, that impression.
Just out of context. Yeah. I mean, just out of context. It looks like they're intimately, they know each other intimately.
It's goals. They're...
Yeah. What do you think, Anna?
Oh.
By the way, if you have not gone to see a movie with Anna, you should do it.
Oh, yeah?
This one in particular was an experience. Anna has a singular ability to lose herself in media in a way that I am intensely jealous of.
Really?
Like, the movie was on, and she was fucking locked in. And, like, we saw it with the recliners.
Oh, yeah.
And so my fat, lazy ass is, like, sprawled on this thing. Nah, like, sitting straight up, not even touching the back of the chair. She's got like a notebook in front of her. She's taking notes.
And wow. She
was just fucking into it. It was really cute to watch.
I want to get her take on this movie, too.
I know. And she was hot pissed.
Yeah.
That she wasn't going to be here for it, too. So we'll have a little recap, I feel like, next time. Because she took notes. And she saw it again this weekend to be fresh for the discussion.
It was good.
It was fucking tense, man.
I can't wait to see what the next thing Peele does. Like...
Have you seen Twilight Zone yet?
I have not seen Twilight Zone yet.
Is that out?
Uh-huh.
You can watch it on CBS. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Some episodes of it are out. I don't know how much of it's out.
Adam Scott's in that first episode.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't have the app. She's on, so.
Yeah. No, my dad's the actor. He's old Hispanic man one.
We're all the actor.
He's Hispanic grandpa one. I don't know why you're laughing.
Disappointed. He was in a commercial. Hispanic disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
He was in a commercial. He got paid.
I know. I don't know why you're laughing. This is like, this is really a thing. We all know. We know that your dad was in a fucking commercial.
Not the audience.
You're not talking to the audience.
What is fucking happening there right now?
See me stroking this microphone?
If you hear a weird sound coming through.
It's not weird.
Super weird.
The sound might not be, but what I just witnessed was.
Entirely normal. Jordan Peele says he won't cast a white lead for any of his movies.
Good.
Okay.
We don't need it.
Yeah, I, as long as he continues making movies.
Oh, I bet people were
enraged. That's why I brought it up.
I don't even understand why that would be an enraging comment.
Because it's racist. It's reverse racism.
But it's not.
It's reverse racism.
Oh, white people.
Oh, my white opportunities are drying up.
No, because
immigrants.
He gave Elizabeth Moss an amazing scene in this movie.
Where, who's Elizabeth Moss? The white mom?
Offred. Yes. Yeah.
From
Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Yeah, the white mom.
White mom.
What's her amazing scene?
That scene where she's tethered and she takes those scissors, brings them up to her face. Like, oh, fuck. It was so tense.
Yeah, that scene where she's acting was good.
Yeah.
Where she's being creepy as fuck. Why didn't she just kill Lupita? She just killed her own tethered. Why wouldn't she just kill this person?
I was thinking about that. Maybe they didn't want to kill other people's tetherds.
Maybe.
Or maybe not her because she's a tethered. Specifically her. Because maybe they know that she's a tethered.
They can sense it. I'm trying to remember that scene specifically to see how she was interacting with her. To see
I don't know. I'm just...
Oh, man.
Now I gotta rewatch it.
That fucking scene. Like, so the tension... So the daughter comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Moss sees her in the reflection of the window.
Yeah.
So then she starts choking her ass out on the bed. But Lupita's still handcuffed to the fucking bed. And so she's, like, twisting her back up on the back of the bed to get at them. It's like, oh, fuck. This is gonna get dark. And the kid comes in and kills her.
I like how they're, like, keeping body counts.
That was great. That amused the shit out of me.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I killed two.
No, I killed two. No, I killed the twins. No, I just killed...
Oh, that means 1, 1, 1, 2.
God damn, those kids were really fucking good.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Creepy as shit, and also not creepy as shit.
All the performances were great.
Fucking M'Baku.
Yeah, they're all really solid.
Yeah. Mm. I did like the ending reveal as they drive off and they pan out and over the countryside and you just see the line.
And then there's helicopters.
With the helicopters. Yeah. This felt like it could have been an idea for something like Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So is Peele's Twilight Zone new original stuff or are they remakes of the original?
Both. My understanding is the first episode is new and the second episode's a remake. It's a remake of Terror at 30,000 Feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Terror at 30,000 Feet, is that the one where the dude's in the airplane and there's something on the wing?
Yeah.
That one has haunted me my whole life.
There's
dude?
And that's the third. What? This will be the third time that story's been told.
Shatner?
Shatner was in the first one.
Shatner is.
I can't. You're going to have to walk home.
Shatner was in
the TV show.
If it
was Shatner than the original one, he must have been hella young.
He was.
And I was like 6 when I had seen this or something.
You might have seen Twilight Zone the movie, and it was John Lithgow was in that one.
That feels...
John Lithgow?
No, yeah, I think it was that one, because I don't remember.
Because that would have been... Because there was for Twilight Zone the movie, they remade that sequence, but they did it with Lithgow. And that was really good. That was really well done.
It was definitely Lithgow.
And that's the movie where Vic Morrow died making that movie.
Who's Vic Morrow?
He was in a bunch of movies in the 70s and 80s. But there's a sequence where, like, there's a flashback to him and Nam.
And, like, there's this helicopter, and, like, something happens. Like, there was a horrible accident where the helicopter turned and, like, hit this, like, swamp he was running through. And, like, there's footage of it where you can see him running, holding these two kids. And, like, the next thing you know, the blades of the helicopter are right where he was standing. Like, he's just gone. And he was killed. He was killed making that scene. And they left part of that footage intact for the movie.
Oh.
Not that part of it.
Wait, for which movie?
Twilight Zone the movie.
Oh, man. I kind of really want to see the original episode because, like, I remember the Lithgow one being really creepy. Like, it stayed with me. But this looks like... I don't think I would be scared of the original one. Maybe because, you know, just production value has changed. But there's something that seems compelling about it. Just the thought of...
And young Shatner was a good-looking dude, too.
Oh, and this is what you were saying. What's-His-Face is the new one.
Adam Scott, right?
Adam Scott. Yeah. That's kind of cool to think of, like, this prolific role and how many times it's been redone. And, like, then you get to do it. And I like Adam Scott a lot.
Yeah.
He's good as a villain. I'm trying to think why I know that. Where have I seen him as a villain, Adam Scott?
He was...
Or, like, a villain-esque.
Ben Stiller did the movie.
He's like a good, like, asshole. For
he had a fucking beard in it.
I'm not remembering. Yeah, and I think that story is so iconically Twilight Zone that it's really easy to retell that one. Mm-hmm. And to update it without really changing the story. You can totally update it, make it modern, but still keep the same...
Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, I got nothing on that one.
It's a good movie. It's very Stranger Than Fiction.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what the original was, so that's not a surprise.
Think of, like, iconic Twilight Zone episodes. There's that one. The one where the dude breaks his glasses.
Uh-huh. The pig-faced people. The pig,
yeah.
The dog. The farmer and the dog.
I don't remember that one
off the top of my head.
Not iconic.
It's pretty fucking iconic.
Two out of three people at this table have never heard of it.
I just don't remember it.
Soylent Green wasn't a Twilight episode, was it?
No, that was a movie.
That's another thing, is because it was so long ago and what I've seen of it was in my childhood, it's like, it's hard for me to be able to pull things like apart, if that makes sense. Like, remember what do I remember? Like,
it's also Eye of the hard Beholder. For.
I remember that one, I think.
Yeah.
A woman seen with her face bandaged has undergone the final surgery to make her hideous appearance more acceptable. Oh, that's the pig face one,
yeah.
It's a Good Life. The kid who can read your mind.
I don't remember that one. There's the one about the guy who can live forever, and then he's accused of killing his wife, so he gets a life sentence. I like that one.
Time Enough at Last is
the dude with the glasses. Man, I kind of want to go back and watch these now.
156 episodes of the original series. Good fucking Christ.
Holy shit. Friends of ours sent us pictures that they scanned from our wedding.
Mm-hmm. No, they're babies.
Jesus, Tony.
Why are you guys up against that prison wall?
Why are you guys in a high school gymnasium?
We were probably in a KC hall.
What the fuck is a KC hall?
Knights Columbus Hall?
Duh.
Jesus.
Ag Hall?
Okay. Oh, where my God.
Agricultural music gets played.
That's right. Damn it, now I want to watch Letterkenny.
Yeah, me too.
We watched a couple.
Have you guys ever done Twilight weekend. Zone episodes?
No.
Episodes? I don't believe so.
Wouldn't it kind of be fun to...
It's kind of like doing Black Mirror, though.
Yeah.
So
wouldn't it be kind of... Especially since Peele's new stuff is coming out, to like watch the original one and then...
Watch his? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. We could do all three...
the 30,000 feet. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That one will take a minute to set up, but yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that one. Yeah, we'd have to gather all of...
I mean, realistically, we're probably talking about something that's about the length of a movie between all three of them.
Yeah. I just want to jack off more about how much I love Jordan Peele. Really?
No, that's fine.
Get out the cup.
Dang, I really wish Anna was here. Like, I would like to go more in depth into like a commentary of this. I just didn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Get Out was easy because like so much of the tension, it starts immediately, and it like the tension itself is commentary because the only tension you're getting is like racial tension. Right. So it's like I'm sitting in this discomfort, and it, this discomfort is real. Like, this isn't like an imagined fear. This isn't like I'm uncomfortable right now from this very like possible plausible like situation that's happening. Like, oh, this white girl wants to bring her black boyfriend home to her white family, and oh, I'm just like,
oh, that,
oh,
that
immediately, yeah. Like that itself is,
and that's what I liked about, that's another thing I liked about Us, was that there was commentary about the fact that black people in general just are not looked at and not seen. But the overt racial politics weren't, they weren't there as much as they were in Get Out.
Get Out. Yeah, it's so more subtle. It's far more subtle and nuanced.
Yeah.
But I did like how in your face Get Out was about it. But yes. I do like both of them for different reasons.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else that I've got.
Me neither.
You watched that second season of... Do you ever watch the first season of Dragon Prince?
Yes. I have not finished the second season. Okay. It's all right. It's not as gripping as Avatar was. Even though Sokka's a voice.
Yeah. It's... I like it, but there's a lot of similarities. Almost too many.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Umbrella Academy?
Not yet.
It's fucking good, man. It's fucking good.
I wasn't sure about it, because I heard some people say that it wasn't.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
All right, well, then, I guess I'm going to watch it.
Fuck them.
I'm running out of things to watch at the moment, so that's on my list.
Ellen Page is the worst fucking thing about it. She's horrible. She's just fucking horrendous. And I like Ellen Page, but she's just so fucking bad in this.
She's not a great actor.
No, she's not. And she's terrible in this. And
she has her, like, niche, like...
She has.
I don't even want to say that too, but either. But like.
I don't even know if it's a niche so much as I think she has been cast in roles that fit her. But if there's anything outside of that scope, she doesn't do well at it.
Like, she's really good in Hard Candy.
That's the one. She
what
was
else she been?
Inoffensive Juno? In Inception.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't do much.
She didn't do. She was the, ironically, the straight guy in Inception. Yeah. Where everybody else did things around her.
She was someone to... She was something... She was someone to explain things to.
Yeah. She was Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know, she was fine in Juno.
Juno's not really my kind of movie. Like, I don't know.
I don't remember a lot of Juno. I watched it when it came out.
Pork Swords. That's what you need to remember.
Mm.
We saw it. I thought we did it in the movie marathon.
We did. Yeah. That was the time I saw it.
Oh, it was the first movie marathon.
Yeah.
Before the dark times, when they nominate 10 fucking movies.
Fuck. What are we doing next week? Beale Street?
If Beale Street could talk. Huh. I'm 3 chapters away from finishing this fucking book.
What book?
The book that I'm writing.
Oh.
That one.
Well, pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter.
Crossed over 77,000 words.
Jesus, that's so many that's a fucking lot of words.
It's almost, yeah.
I've probably almost spoken that many words in my life.
Probably spoke that many words driving this weekend.
Do you remember when somebody said that I talked the most in this podcast?
And I was going to prove it mathematically.
You're going to prove it wrong.
I was going to prove...
Disprove it.
I was going to prove the fact, what? And I don't believe the fact is that you talk the most in this podcast.
Right.
I think there have been episodes where you've talked the most, but I don't think that's... I think that's outside of the average.
I believe that as well.
Probably when you kicked a hole in the wall last week for Captain, or 2 weeks ago for Captain Marvel.
Dude, every time I hear those opening riffs of Just a Girl Now, I'm just, oh, I'm so pumped! Is that still in theaters? I want to see it again.
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
I'm going to watch it again.
And we already have our tickets for Endgame.
So do we?
Because apparently that was hard to come by.
Yeah, it was tough this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is fired up about it. Captain Marvel just came out.
We have them for the Thursday.
Mm-hmm. The day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ours are for Sunday.
Oh!
Sunday.
That's 4 days you have to avoid the internet, Tony.
That's fine. Oh, I don't care. No. I know what's going to happen.
We all know what's going to happen, but fuck it. I just want to get confirmation. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Ostrich. Holden had a friend spend the night Friday night. So I said something and responded to Holden with a letter Kennyism. And Holden was like, oh my God, we got to show this to Jaden. So we watched like 2 or 3 episodes that night. Jaden was like, what is this? I don't want to watch this. Looks dumb. And I was like, I said, give it the first scene. If you're not giggling by the end of the first scene, I said, that's fine.
But you will be.
But if you even crack a smile during the first scene, stay for the whole first episode. Yeah. He was dying when it came to the super soft birthday. Because Jaden is one of the guys that Holden always invites over to his birthday sleepovers. So Holden's like, don't you even think about it. Don't you even think about having a super soft birthday party. I was like, I don't have to. It's already been thought about.
Yeah. Plans already made, bud.
Oh, why didn't we have a super soft birthday party?
We will.
Tony, I'm just a girl.
Just a girl in the world.
Yeah, I'm saving up. I gotta take out a loan for that birthday gift that I...
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I'm gonna lift the restriction on getting me gifts. Yeah.
I clicked that link.
Me too.
First of all, how dare you? I clicked that link with my own hands. It was on my phone.
Did you?
I touched that link.
Did you read up on it?
Yeah, go on.
Did you read up on it?
Sure did.
Because the description. You know, I think this is worth reading.
Not only that, I independently saw it in a news article elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah, and like I saw like the caption was something stupid and I saw it in the picture. And I'm like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, I gotta find the link.
But like the picture was all of them in a room, but they had been like mounted. Like that's where they were gonna be, just in this big open room.
Well, yeah, for science.
I mean, gotta catch them all.
Come on. I don't want the Alibaba app.
But don't you? Just a little bit.
Trolley type sperm collector / automatic semen collector / premature.
Why is it automatic?
What is the premature?
Premature.
Because
you know why? Because
there's
look
a
at
hole
it.
In it.
Because look at it. That's why. Who wouldn't be?
Number one, apparatus introduction. It merges modern digital technology.
Don't introduce that apparatus.
Automatic control technology and simulation technologies with semen collection and premature ejaculation.
What are those for?
Desensitization training function.
Oh,
what?
That's what that's for.
Yeah.
It's called masturbation. Just masturbate. What are those for?
Two.
Are those for clinics?
Two, apparatus features.
Oh.
Two has bullet points under it. One.
Seven is the best.
Seven is the best.
Seven is the best.
The device can simulate the environment of women's vagina. Which makes the patient feel comfortable in the process of collecting semen.
That's one.
Two, provide a full range of visual and a visual, auditory, and a olfactory stimulation.
Oh, that's a...
What?
I kind of need to know more about that olfactory. Three, exclusive semen collection sheath can eliminate contamination of semen. Four, all-round isolation measures to prevent cross-infection.
Oh.
Five,
I don't like
all-round airbags make semen collection true experience. Six, good human-machine interface and easy to operate.
And the best.
The best, support SD card, USD external expansion.
For what?
What not? It's only $5,000.
Therapeutic functions.
Return the hot tub.
Ejaculation
I've
therapy.
I've already purchased one. It's on the way.
It can simulate vaginal environment and through massage, twitching, sucking,
twitching,
vibration, etc.
Oh,
etc.
Act up.
sorry, etc.
Act upon the human penis, which can make semen collection be fast and safe. So it is the best, period. So it is the best clinical collection equipment of semen.
Twitching.
Twitching, comma, etc.
Premature ejaculation desensitization training. The strong currents impact and rub the gland's penis repeatedly in order to reduce the excitability of nerve endings so as to passivate the nerve of gland's penis, succulus coronarius, and the surface of the penis, and regulate the sex nerve center in order to minimize nerve sensitivity, improve ejaculatory threshold to treat premature ejaculation. 3.
Oh, God.
Sex psychological evaluation.
I'm almost positive this is against Twitch's TOS.
Sexual psychological
I'm not saying to stop. I'm just saying.
With the international... This is an ad.
This is a clinical description.
With the International General Psychological Questionnaire to understand the real performance of sexuality activity so as to provide reference for effective treatment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is the implication there that they, like, watch people use this and then can, like, tell them what they're doing wrong?
The device...
It's the SD card.
It's storing data.
I don't know.
Like... Rhythm.
Twitching data.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Et cetera.
Et cetera.
All right. Well, we're going to find out in 2 weeks. I ordered one. So.
It's got an 18-month warranty.
Wow.
Let me see if I can wear three of them out in 18 months.
Delivery period, 3 to 5 days after payment.
Wow. Does that mean there's, like, a local distributor? Like, they've got these...
I mean, to be fair.
They're airdropping it.
To be fair.
To be fair. If this thing does all those things, I can't see every man in America not needing one. Twitching?
Twitching, etc.?
SD card support?
USD?
Support. USD support. That's
external USD
support. That's where you're fitting dollars into it like it's a stripper. You feel like you've gotten away with something.
It's a full experience.
Yeah. No sex in the champagne room, they said. Oh, I disagree.
Oh, well.
Well, Tony, right. Thank you for this wonderful walk down whatever fucking lane we're on now.
Massage, comma, twitching, comma, sucking, comma, vibration, comma, etc. Etc. Oh, there's a chat now button.
Hey, can you tell me why?
With the device?
Can hey, chat now. Yeah, can I get a recommendation on this? Can I read some reviews?
Yeah.
I don't want to read the reviews.
Ask them what their military discount is. I'm a war hero.
Thank you for your service. I was talking to the machine.
Etc.
Etc.
Twitching.
Thank you.
All right, Tony.
All right, well, let's be done.
Yeah.
So we're turning this into the next Jordan Peele movie.
All right, I'm going to stop streaming.
Like, the machines keep eating people's dicks, but people just keep sticking their dicks in there. They're like, oh, it's a 40% chance. Like,
it's not going to happen that way.